Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Kelly. How are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just got back in the office. Strikingly hot day outside.
Yes, it is.
Indeed. I can't wait for this heat dome to go away. I'm not a heat
person. Yeah, me neither.
All right, excellent. Well, did you have any questions here that I can go back over for you before we go into anything here?
Let me see. He had me write a question down. Let me look here. So, yes, we did go over there is no contract, right? It's month to month.
Correct.
Okay. So, and then we can discuss whatever search words we wanted to use, like landscaping and planting, skid loader work, machine work, that kind of thing.
Correct. So that'll be your content editing and your quality control. So that happens
mm-hmm.
during your client interview. So that's what we said.
Okay.
The very moment we get everything started. We do want to pick a time here where you'll have about an hour of time on you. It doesn't have to be today if you don't have it today. But then they'll be able
right.
to go over not only getting your content and quality control, but your Google team will also be with you to go over the application step by step with you as well.
Okay, yes. Yeah, and I would want to, you know, get with him, obviously, and specifically know exactly what words he wants me to use, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we would want to set your client interview for maybe tomorrow or Monday then, just to give you guys that time to go over that.
Yeah. If we could set it for Monday, that would be better. So I could talk to him over the weekend specifically, you know, if we could go over some more specifics and, you know, run through with me again, you know, what you think I might need to ask him. You know, that kind of thing. But yes, he does want to move forward with this.
Okay, perfect. So just to get your guys' business information in order before we go into billing or anything like that. Now, the way that you guys want this displayed, like on Google, right? Do you guys have things displayed as Chris Schottel, lawn care, and landscaping?
It's just lawn care. Chris Schottel Jr., lawn care.
Gotcha. Okay, lock air. Okay, perfect. And the business address?
1470 Route 68, New Brighton, Pennsylvania, 15066.
All right, perfect. All right, and then we have first name Chris, last name Schottel. Okay, excellent. Now, for the preferred contact, since we do contact you for, you know, things like client interview, getting things moving, going over everything there, the number that you guys want displayed on Google, is that the 2802 or is that the 6041?
It would be the office number first and then his number.
Okay. Okay, 6041 first. That is number. Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and set that in the notes for the account management team for you. All right, perfect. The next thing we want to do is create your security question. So if this is for an added layer of security, of course, with increased visibility comes calls from third parties not related to us. So we do give you this security question as well as having you save our number in your contacts. So you know the call is coming from us. This will also
okay.
be used if you get locked out of your dashboard for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
Your security question gets you to be able to reset your password, okay?
Oh, okay.
So we have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name.
Maiden name, okay, perfect. And then can you spell it for me?
S-T-E-E-L-E.
All right, perfect. So these will always be lowercase. Again, if you have to get back into your dashboard for whatever reason, maybe you forgot your password, this would be what you would use for getting back in, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. And then for the billing information, the address for card number and everything is the same, 1470 Pennsylvania 68?
Yes.
Okay. New Brighton, PA 15066. Okay. And then it's going to be MasterCard, Visa?
I'm trying to think. I don't have his card number. I thought we could use a bank account.
So we don't allow using bank accounts anymore, only because that caused a lot of issues in the past, not just for us, but for customers also. So we no longer
okay.
use that.
Okay. I can get a card off of him. Oh, you know what? No, I do. I'm sorry. I do have a card. Hold on.
Okay.
I forgot he gave me a card. I forgot.
It happens.
It is Visa. Is that okay?
Absolutely. And I am ready when you are.
4447-9624-6832-8640.
8640. Okay. So just to make sure I got it right here, that's 4447-9624-6832-8640.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And the expiration?
925.
September 2025. All right. And the CV?
723.
723. Okay, let me update that here. Now, before I process that, I do want to take you through our voice verification. So this is another added layer of protection for you guys, and it outlines our service agreement here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I happen to be going a little too fast, please cut me off. I do want to make sure it's all clear for you, okay?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Chris Schottle, Jr. Lawn Care.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kelly Schottle, Office Manager.
All right. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provide your security question and our number for that reason. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will come from our 877 number.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and save our 877 numbers, Local Splash, under your contacts. And in hiring Local mm-hmm. Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives required business documents in a timely manner. So these may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which we'll go through with you over your client interview, and any other forms of items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of the account until we get those documents. Do you agree to submit these within the first 7 days?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, so that's June 26, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 25th in the amount of $299. Okay, this is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the cancellation and renewal terms?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So give me one moment here. So you're going to receive an email in just a moment. That'll be your initial invoice. So that'll have your terms of service. And it'll also have your welcome to Local Splash email there. Okay? So your welcome to Local Splash email will have your username in it. So that'll always be your phone number. And it'll also have your password. It's a temporary password, so you can change that. But it will have you able to log into your dashboard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me one second here. Let me go ahead and refresh your account here. Okay, so it did send it back to me. It does say insufficient funds.
Okay. I'll call him and have him make a payment.
Okay. Perfect. Did you want me to go ahead and follow up with you in a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Let me go ahead and pencil you in here really quickly. Again, you're going to receive a reminder. You can just ignore that.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'll let you go ahead and do that, and I will call you back in about 20 minutes, okay?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay.